and staying with Iraq, a Catholic conscientious objector has been speaking to Vatican Radio about why he left the US Army as a result of the abuses he saw. While serving in Iraq, Joshua Castile worked as an interrogator at the Abu Jarrah prison before deciding his work was not compatible with his Christian faith.
I have friends who interrogated for mobile interrogation teams for the Marine Corps and for Special Forces, and they were torturing quite regularly. They were stripping men naked during winter, pouring ice cold water over them, and then putting them in front of air conditioning units to keep them hovering over hypothermia. People were getting their hands smashed with hammers, baseball bats being smashed into their shins. Things slowly build, and you realize you have been a conscientious objector for years. And you simply realize that now you have to do something about it. You've been opposed to what you've been doing for so long, and that's why you haven't been able to sleep at night. But now it's time to move forward and to actually shape your life upon a new doctrine.